if we can start to learn to produce more of the feeling or the energy that has us feel good and that motivates us more to do the thing, then we're going to make it, and use this term loosely, easier on ourselves, right? So I want you to take like a bit of a stock today on your feelings. And for some of you, this might be confronting and it might be challenging, and all of that's okay.
I am so excited to be finally back talking to you all. Like, it has been a red hot minute. So if you are new to this space, welcome. My focus, instead of just being on broad mental health, I've really kind of niched down a little bit in terms of ADHD. And so what I want to do every week is answer your questions about ADHD.
If we can start to learn to produce more of the feeling or the energy that has us feel good and that motivates us more to do the thing, then we're going to make it, and use this term loosely, easier on ourselves, right? So I want you to take like a bit of a stock today on your feelings. And for some of you, this might be confronting and it might be challenging, and all of that's okay. But I want you to write down, what environments am I in, or what am I doing, or who am I listening to, or who am I around, or what am I thinking, or what am I wearing, or what am I eating? Like, just like really brainstorm it, like when I am feeling my best. You know, what's my sleep schedule like when I'm at my best? You know, what does my week look like when I'm at my best? Okay, and I do even go down to what I'm wearing, because I know for me, if I'm wearing clothes that make me feel good, and it sounds weird, but I have my hair out, I actually feel a lot calmer and a lot freer, right? If I'm wearing clothes that feel really constricted and I have my hair up, I kind of feel like I'm in like a doing, like a masculine task-driven space and energy, and it doesn't give me the same feeling that I need in order to reset. And you might be different. It might be the complete opposite. Like, none of this is right, wrong. It's an exploration. So do a bit of brain dump again. Like, I love brain dumps. Okay. When I am feeling at my best, what is it looking like? What is it feeling like? Where am I around? Like, all of the stuff I just said, like, write it down. Okay. And if you're listening to this and you're, you know, feeling that pang in your heart and you're like, fuck, like, I don't know of a time maybe I ever felt good. I don't know of a time I ever have energy. Sweet. That's okay. Like, all that means is that you get to experiment with trying new things to see what happens, right? It's okay if we don't know what we need. What we've got to be willing to do is to experiment with new people, new environments, new podcasts, new clothes, new hairstyles, new books that we're reading, so that we get to see what actually fills us up and lights us up. Like, none of this is a right, wrong, and none of this is a you have to be a certain way to be able to do the task. So the goal for you today, there's two parts to this. One is to get super clear, if you can, on what lights you the fuck up. So that's going to help you reset and write all that down. And if you don't know, the task is to write down some things you're going to experiment with. And then the second part is to action it. So if you already know, have a look at that timetable that we did. Where in your week is that available to you? Where in your week are you spending time with Betty because she's just fucking awesome, right? Where in your week are you at the beach because you know that's your most creative space? Where in your week are you at the gym because you know that gets you fucking motivated? Where in the week are you creating time for sleep, for play, for blah, 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 right? You get where I'm going. And then if you're coming from that space of, I don't know, I'm experimenting, where in your week are you going to put an experiment in? And the experiment might be, oh, I'm going to listen to this new podcast every single day for a week in the morning on the way to work and just notice what I feel in my body or what I think at the end of the week. Like, it might be that. Or it might be, oh, there's this chick at work and she's really cool and I love talking with her. So I'm going to ask her to go on a coffee date. And then after that coffee date, I'm going to come from a place of curiosity and check in and go, oh, did that like give me energy? Right? Or maybe you're going to take the book down to the beach and you're going to read it. And then afterwards, you're going to do a bit of an check in again and go, oh, what did that do? Did that light me up? right? Because often what we get caught up in life is the masculine, is the doing, is the heaviness, is the busy, is the worry, the stress, the overwhelm, the anxiety, the giving to fucking others all of the time, like I can keep going. None of that is conducive to creativity, play, fun, self, right? Growth, reset. Like, I know that stuff is going to be there. I have 4 kids. I'm not absent of the fact that we got to do some of the work, right? But we need to be mindful of not even the balance. I fucking hate that word, right? Of just allowing both. Okay? And I do like to check in. Like, I've noticed these maybe last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been like a lot of work, and there's not been a lot of play, right? And so I'm really looking forward into like the next few weeks and then the beginning of next year and then my diary for next year as to how I'm going to allow that play and creativity to come back in, right? We all need that time to sit down and check in and take stock and reset. And for me, the things that light me up is being around people who have goals and want to talk about their goals and their dreams and want to achieve them. Like, I fucking love that. It lights me up. I love reading. I love learning. Like, I love learning to the point where I will like hyper focus on something until I like know it all, right? And I love just being at the beach with my kids. I love just having that freedom of getting up and not having to have a plan for the day. So they're the things I'm going to focus on and bringing more of them into my space and my sphere so I can be in a place to be able to reset and do the things that I want to do. So let me hear from you, right? Like, what are you going to do? Because this is the thing in the Facebook group. If you get in there and you share ideas about, look, oh, this builds my energy. Oh, this gives me great feelings. Oh, this helps me with creativity or reset. What you do is you allow then for other people to go, oh shit, didn't think of that. I'm going to give that a go too. Awesome. Right? So I want to hear from you. Let me know.